Blog Talk Radio.
And we're looking
looking into, you know, we're looking at the consequences of not promoting the development and growth of the black family. You know, the whole Papa was a Rolling Stone thing has gone way, way too far, and the generational effect is off the Richter scale right now as to why we may not be moving ahead as a people, and we are falling behind more and more and more and more. We're going to touch on that a little bit. It's the part one of that series. It's probably going to be a three-part series. But welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me let Lady Joy back up in here and see if her situation has improved. Lady Joy, how is that?
I'm still getting static. I changed phones. I don't know if it's coming from, I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm still getting static. I can hear you, but I just got static, and I hear echo now, too.
I heard a little echo, too.
Yeah, I definitely hear echo on your phone, but Blog Talk will be tripping. Hold on. K. Diddy, how about now? Is the echo still there?
No, I heard it when Joy was talking, though.
Yeah, it's definitely on her phone because I clicked her phone off and it went away. But hold on, we're going to let her back up in here. You know, the state of the black family, part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, let's just do this.
All right, but you're there, right? We hear you. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay. I got you guys. I'm just getting some static, but I can work with it.
Well, we do what we got to do.
That's right.
I'm not gonna even say when we do hear you, we hear static.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Okay.
I'm gonna be nice since I miss you today.
Oh, I miss you too.
Wow. That sounds like when them Van Helsing laughs.
Normally, today we're talking about the state of the black family. This is the part one of the show. We are going to kick it off. We're going to ride on the brothers. Then next week, we might address the sisters. But this week, we're putting it firmly on the brothers' shoulders. All the brothers out there with the Papa was a Rolling Stone mentality. You know, you got six kids and you don't know where none of them at. You know what I'm saying? I'm KD. I'm going to let you. Yeah, I heard all that, too. Lady Joy, don't worry. We got you on mute right now because your static was getting heavy.
When you said, you know, guy got six kids and he don't know where all of them at, you know, I immediately went to, well, the brother might not know all of those is his. So I don't know if that applies, but you know, I don't know. We're not talking about mama's baby, daddy's baby, are we?
No, we're not talking about that. But I'm sure somehow it will get wrapped up into that. But, you know, that is going to come, and if not this week, next week when we do part two, that's definitely going to surface. You know what I mean? Mama's baby, papa's maybe. That might be a part of the Rolling Stone mentality because that's the first thing that comes flying out of a brother's mouth. It ain't mine. That baby don't look like me. You know what I'm saying? And I want to examine the history because it's really getting deep, man. You know, the black family is almost becoming extinct. And K. Diddy, as we're rolling on, we're going to touch on that. The state of the black family, part one. Roll with us, y'all. Don't go nowhere. Lady Joy, I'm going to let you back in, even though you're kicking off major static. What's happening?
I am so sorry. I don't know where that is coming from. I've changed phones. I'll call on my cell phone, see how that works.
All right. Well, I'll keep the show rolling right along. Yes, we're talking about that. And everybody, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so please bear with us. So we're going to take a little musical interlude right here, you know. And we'll be back.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dents. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with hot
octane, got him gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one was the mother, brother missed him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shit. The high guy in 8-bit, the eyes smoke shit, rap terror, four chrome and terror.
I like
that. By the river, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So whom it may concern, you and your mafia is the clique. Ass up, I have my honey total busted.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby.
Now though, to us.
Yeah, you sound real clear.
Yeah,
I can tell you
I'm hearing the static.
Oh,
well. Oh, well, then don't get no headache, girl. We can hold it down. We can hold it down. Don't trip.
Hold it down for me, brothers, because I'm up in here packing and moving to my new house anyway. So I know y'all are holding it down.
She just wanted to tell us, Tony, that she got a new house.
And we still ain't been invited to the old one for barbecue, but that's cool.
You ain't missed
that,
bro. You ain't missed
barbecue? What? You talking about the chicken wings we ain't got either?
Oh, I guess you didn't read my Facebook page when I was cooking today, huh?
Nah, reading ain't what we talking about.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? You guys don't hear the static?
No, you're coming through loud and clear. You know what I mean? Just go on and put your 2 cents in, Lady Joy. We're hearing you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Let's get on with it.
Well, you know, I'm going to kick it off like this. I'm going to kick it off like this. Today I want to put it squarely on the shoulders of the brother for a little bit because a lot of brothers, you know what I mean, we get into things before we think things through. We don't go all the way with our thought process. And when you bring a life into this world, you are responsible for that life. Despite the issue that the mother or the father may have with each other, we have brought a life into the world. And brothers are too, you know what I mean, too many single mothers are raising our children. Too many single mothers and too few brothers are not involved with the lives of our children, and also there are too many children having children. You know, they think they're grown, but they ain't. So they don't know what to teach a child or guide them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So the black family is most assuredly now in crisis because we are falling behind in just about everything while other races are moving forward and gathering speed and staking their claim. Our mindset is on that BS and not on the important things in life. You know, and what triggered me is when I heard that Temptation song where dude was like, "All my papa gone, but all he left us was alone." That is a powerful statement, man. So we are continuing generational dysfunctional families, we're continuing generational poverty, we're continuing generational children having children, and our race is falling way behind. I found out some scary ish about Planned Parenthood that just blew my mind. Planned Parenthood is a good thing for some people, but a lot of people don't know that the original, the lady who founded Planned Parenthood, was a blatant racist. She said it all the time. And her goal in life was the sterilization of the black race. She even said it. And our families are not growing. We're dwindling in numbers because of A, black-on-black crime. Brothers don't view each other as brothers, and sisters don't view each other as sisters anymore. And we're taking each other out in record numbers, man.
That's true.
I have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us. And that perplexes me, man.
That's heavy right there, bro.
Huh. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. But I'm going to stop for a minute. K. Diddy, would you like to get a word in there, sir?
I don't know, man. My mind keep going the other way, though, you know, because I know a lot of brothers be trying to step up, man. You know, I don't know. I don't want to blame it on a cultural thing. It's why we don't really want to know, have these strong family bonds, you know, like some cultures, you know, they know who their forefathers are, their grandparents. And to me, they all kind of go together. You know, if you don't know who your great-grandparents are, your grandparents are, it's kind of standard reason. You may not even know who your daddy is. You know what I'm saying? It kind of like all kind of sync together where I know a lot of other cultures, they really plant it more into their culture, their history, which we were deprived of in the United States in our schools. We don't know a lot about our heritage. So we know where the problems kind of originated from, but to me, my question is what do we do to correct it? How do we change it? You know, it takes more than, you know, a lot of people say, well, each one teach one. But I think right about now it's going to take a little bit more than that because we just don't have that in us to really be nurturing. And, you know, you look at maybe 5, maybe 6 out of 10 families are really trying to hang in there together, come rain or shine. They really try to hang in there together. The father try to be involved with their kids. Like you said, in spite of what their mothers do, in spite of what the system do, they still try to hang in there with their kids. So I know it's not easy, but if it was worth anything, it wouldn't be easy anyway. It would be hard. So that's my thought on that.
Okay. Lady Joy, you want to jump in on that?
Well, my thing is, you know, if you're not going to support your own seed, don't plant it in the first place. Okay? If you're not going to grow it, don't plant it. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, because it needs to be cultivated, and it needs to be watered. Okay.
I think it needs
to
be.
Don't rain on it if you don't want it to grow.
It needs some process implemented to let a person know when they plant a seed or not. Don't you think? Or is that with the condoms?
All of that comes into play, bro. All of that comes into play. Okay? Before you walk through the garden, you know, make sure you got your boots on. So you don't get muddy and stuff.
Say that again, sister.
I said, if you're going to walk through the garden, make sure you got your boots on. Okay?
I love it. Yes, indeed, because it gets kind of muddy when you're trying to water the garden.
You know what
I'm
saying? It gets a little muddy up in there, okay? And we don't want to track mud through the house.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, K. Diddy, I want to go back to something that you touched on when you said that a lot of brothers, and, you know, like I said, I'm putting it on. Today I'm going to talk about the brothers, but the next show I'm definitely going to talk about the sisters. But today I want to talk at my brothers, to my brothers, about my brothers. There are a lot of brothers that are trying to step up to the plate, and despite whatever circumstance, they're trying to be correct. Because sometimes you got to take one for the team. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to take one for the team and say, you know what, the betterment of my next generation is going to be better than the generation that I came from. Because a lot of us weren't taught. We grew up in single-parent households, so nobody had to teach us how to be a man. And you could come up with a whole series of excuses as to why this is this way, why this is that way. But the bottom line is somebody got to break it somewhere. You feel me? Now, truth be told, how many people are truly, really willing to say that? How many people are willing to say, I'm going to take one for the team and stop this BS right here?
Well, it's not
everybody
that many, man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's not that many, but, you know, if you look around at the guys that got involved with women that had pre-existing families, and that man came in there and he raised and took care of those kids like that, like they were his own, I would say that gentleman, that guy, took one for the team.
Absolutely. Now, I'm from this generation that they call the me, myself, and I generation. Babies that were born in the late 60s, early 70s, and the 80s and are growing up now. We are from that me, myself, and I. Me, 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 I. Me, 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 I. Me, 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 I. I was once one of those people. The sun rose and set on me. I have had to learn to adjust my radar, which is a thought process. That's why I'm talking to the brothers today, because a lot of us never had nobody that told us that we had to adjust our thought process so that we can incorporate a whole lot more thinking into the actions that we take pertaining to our seeds, pertaining to the growth. My daddy died and all he left me was alone. Wow. I've heard that song a million times and it never hit me till it hit me a couple of days ago. My daddy died and all he left me was alone. Now, you know, it could mean, you know, in the case of some black brothers, it could mean he really physically left them alone, that he owed somebody. But I know what they meant. He just left me out here blowing in the wind. That is a sad state of affairs.
Not good.
Say that again, Lady Joy.
I said just left you flapping in the wind. That is not a good thing.
That's not acceptable on any level.
No child should be left flapping in the wind, you know? Our kids are our future. We got to look out for them, you know? And without them, we have no future.
And that is where the thought process has been lost a great deal. A lot of people do not realize that. You're alive and you're healthy right now, so everything is cool. But when you are broken down, if there is not another generation to take care of the previous generation, you are truly screwed. So children are the future. If you're depending on that Social Security check, if you're dependent on the society that you were a productive part of to keep growing, we have to tend to the children. There are cultures all over the world where somebody is already thinking a generation ahead, but in this culture that we're in, it is that me. And that is why we are in the position that we're in, and we can say whatever we want. We're not going to get into politics today because they are also a part of the problem. As a matter of fact, yes, we're going to get into politics today. If you are building more prisons and making less schools and underpaying teachers, you are ruining the future generation.
Can I get an amen on that one there?
That is straight up an amen. So Big Papa, and we're going to use that name for the government today, is definitely leaving us alone because they are failing us. So Big Papa needs to get his house together so that the children can have a future.
That's what I'm talking about. Our children need a future. Our children need us, you know. Our children need us, because without us, where would they be? And, you know, we have to set an example. Nobody is perfect or none of that, but we got to be the best we can be, you know, for our kids, because they're looking at us. They emulate us, you know, and they do what they see us do. I'm so very blessed to have my children to be grown, a grandma. You know, and my kids, I got to say, they, you know, they've made their mistakes. You know, you got to bump your head to learn. That's the only way you're going to learn, is to bump your head. And even when the parents tell the kids things, they're still going to go out and do things on their own until they learn. And that's how you learn. You bump your head. We've done it. It's going to continue, and that's the way it is. But being a parent, whether you're a single parent or both parents are in the house, you know, we got to set an example for our kids. It's so hard out there for them these days. When we were coming up, things were a lot different, but now you can't wear certain colors in certain neighborhoods, which is some stupid shit to me, you know, but that it is what it is. And all the cyberbullying and just bullying, period, it's just wrong. And we got to show our kids. you know. And I know it's hard for some parents because you got to work and you're not always there for your kids, you know, but you got to work to pay the bills and all this, that, and the other. But, you know, something has got to be done. I don't have the answer, and maybe somebody else does, you know, which would be great. But as people, as a black people ourselves, you know, we don't stick together with each other because we seem to have that crab in the bucket mentality. You know, I got mine, you get yours. Okay, well, you know, we all need to get ours together. I mean, it's hard, yeah, but, you know, don't hate on somebody that's doing something positive. Don't hate, congratulate or participate. You know, and you get yours too.
Absolutely.
Can I get an amen from the choir up in her?
Amen. Amen for the choir. Amen, amen, amen. Now, a lot of y'all hear the name of the show kind of play, and y'all don't know we get deep, but we get deep up on here because, you know, the ultimate goal of this whole playerology movement is the spread of knowledge, the spread of thought. You know what I mean? We are over here, and we're trying to grow, and we're trying to grow as men and trying to grow as women because nobody knows it all, but if I know a little, I should share.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about this topic today because it means the world to me. And that's what kind of play. We come in here, we talk about life, love, family, sex, everything.
And the pursuit of truth.
That's it. And like I said, the state of the black family right now is in a state of emergency. And it just troubles my heart. So this is part one of the show. And as a matter of fact, I see everybody in the chat room. Welcome to the show. Coda Grooves Entertainment, what's happening? I see you just last night. I see you. Lady Taz, I see you. Guest 2803, I see you. You know what I mean? I'm welcoming everybody to the show, and we're glad to have you. We're going to take a quick little musical break right here, brought to you by the good folks over there, World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. Holla at your boy. And 111, I see you with your hands up, but we coming right back.
You gotta be my wife, Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything right, baby. Pretty baby. Baby, you must be my wife, baby. Be a part of my life, baby. Trying to make everything alright. Pretty baby, pretty baby, gonna take a pretty baby. I want you to be my wife, pretty baby. I gon' be here, pretty baby, gonna rub your feet, baby, pretty baby. Be so good to you, baby. Hey. You're the gleam in my babe. You're the one that makes me smile. Pretty baby, pretty baby. I'm gonna love you so much, baby. So much, so much,
indeed. Welcome back to the show. Can a player play in the building? You know, we up in here doing what we do today. We're talking about the state of the black family, part one. And this is a very, this is a topic that's, you know, I mean, it's, I don't think it's being talked about enough. We're not discussing the state of the black family enough. You know, when President Obama got elected, a lot of people were jumping for joy. I was one of the more realistic people because I knew what he was up against, a system that's been operating for a certain way, for a certain time, and you can't put too much faith in a politician. We, as individuals, have work to do. Lady Joy is always talking about the crab in the bucket mentality, where
yep.
We don't want to see each other do well. We have to address this problem. We are in a state of crisis, ladies and gentlemen. And enough brothers, you know what I mean, my man K. Diddy over there at World Movement Records, your boy Pretty Tony, we out here trying to do positive things for ourselves so that not only that, we can show that a brother can come from nothing and make it into something. Who knew that a brother such as myself would be 3 books into the game 10 years ago? You couldn't have told me that. I have 3 books out there on the market right now, and this is not even one of my shameless plug moments because y'all know I jump on those. I jump on those shameless plugs in a heartbeat, but the point I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of children out there right now who don't see no tomorrow based upon the circumstance of the life that they're leading, and this reflects directly upon the choices that the parents or those in charge of them are making, and it is hurting our race. It really is. You understand what I'm saying? And enough of the Pied Pipers are out there are not blowing the pipe enough to bring attention to this, because those who are supposed to be bringing light to this are too busy trying to better themselves and not us. And I'm going to be on some real ish. I'm not a fan of Jesse Jackson. I'm not a fan of Al Sharpton. I'm not a fan of all those who are supposed to be the ones shining light on our plight, because they're only shining light on their pockets and who's making donations to them. I'm not a big fan of preachers and pastors and ministers either, because who busy their agenda is one of a individual nature, and they are not addressing the needs of the community on a whole.
Well,
can I get an amen from the choir?
I'll say
amen.
Well.
Hey. Well, 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 well.
So, it is upon brothers like myself who have a little forum, who have a little platform, because this, what I do, this whole playerology movement, It's not an individual thing. Is it my dream? Yes, it is. But it is more than that. I want to share a little bit with my brothers to let us know that even though we're struggling, and sisters, next week is for y'all. Today's about the brothers. I was riding on them hard lately, earlier in the show. But this is about the brothers today who we done been down for a minute. We done caught a couple cases. We done came out of certain circumstances, and you like, man, I ain't ish no how. Never say that about yourself, brother, because the more you believe it is, the more you're going to pass it on to the next generation. And the crazy thing is that a lot of brothers who don't give a damn about tomorrow are the ones who got 5, 6 children by 6 different baby mamas. So that's 6 more people coming into the world with the I ain't ish mentality.
Okay.
Our families are in crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Even if we're a couple and we go our separate ways, that is not my get-out-of-jail-free card to suddenly not take care of my seed. I can be mad at you, and I can cuss you out, but in front of the children, we put on our game face. We put on game faces for people out in the street all the time, but I notice in front of our kids, we so quick to pull the mask off and give them our demons. I can hate your guts. You can hate my guts, but when we are around the children, we can be civilized. We can sit and have a conversation of a general nature, and then when the kid's not around, you cuss me the F out and I cuss you out. Because we genuinely don't like each other.
You know, and that's really messed up. Like I said, our kids, they look at us. They emulate us because we're supposed to be their heroes, and they see what we do. And if we ain't doing what we're supposed to do, that's right, they're going to think, okay, well, Mama did it, Daddy did it, so why not me? You know, we got to change our ways. You know, we have to have more respect for each other. Someone posted on my Facebook a couple weeks ago about a few places that didn't want black folks in there because of fighting and, you know, whatever, discord or whatever was going on. And I posted back, and I said, you know what, you know, they don't seem to understand the money that we spend when we go out. And we could shut down a whole lot of places not being there, spending the money that we do. But the fact of the matter is, we're not the only race that acts crazy, you know, and do stupid shit when we go out. Others are doing the same thing. But we are the most focused on, okay, because of who we are. And they're going to look at us and like, okay, well, we don't want those people in here. Okay, well, those people spend a lot of money. But my point is, we as a people, we got to start respecting each other. And, you know, don't be looking at each other up and down because, you know, you walk past somebody, okay? Or you know, whatever the case may be, because that's some stupid shit. You know, we disrespect each other for the most dumbest stuff. You know, and you can look at other cultures where they stick together. Yeah, they have their moments, you know, where they clash too. But we as people, like I said, we are the most focused on. So we're the most looked at. And if we're doing stupid shit, it's going to be out there. And my point is respect each other. Respect each
Straight
other. Because all we got is each other.
And
you heard
I
me?
Want to also, absolutely. And I also want to throw it out there to my brothers, for those of us who get on, for those of us out there chasing our dreams, you got to pay it forward, man. You got
mm-hmm.
to pay it
mm-hmm.
forward. When you out there chasing your dreams and you have a small measure of accomplishment, mentor somebody, show somebody else that they can do it, so somebody that can be motivated to know that I'm in some effed up circumstances right now, but I got a chance too. Don't just make your money and run up into the burbs and shut yourself away. You know what I mean? I ain't saying risk yourself, but sometimes you go down there, you're trying to be Mr. Goody Two-Shoe and you get got. But I'm saying somebody deserving of help, somebody needing help, you got to pay it forward, man. When I use the word family, I ain't trying to separate us. I ain't talking about just a family that comes out of our dick or family that we related to by blood. I'm talking about the family that we're all in this big pool together, and it's time for us to stop drowning each other as a race. So for all of y'all who check the archives and all that stuff, that's wonderful. Check the archives, but we got to do better. 528, welcome to the show.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Welcome to the show. Did you want to say something?
Yes, definitely. This is TNA. I'm enjoying the conversation that you guys are having pertaining to the black family. And what I was calling to actually talk about is how many brothers do you see dying, leaving something behind for their children? Unlike other people who leave something behind, whether it's the college tuition or just something, a home, something, they leave something behind, but brothers, they never get a chance. And, of course, Big Papa, as you referred to him, has something to do with it. But at the same time, they must accept responsibility and accept their own actions and just rid this ignorance and stop pointing the finger as well. And another thing, like what Lady Joy was saying about them looking at each other up and down, I totally agree with that part. And I also I look at it this way. You don't have food on the table. There's nothing in the cabinets. You're on welfare, but yet your baby goes to the liquor store and he gets shot. Now you got to come up with funeral money because people want to act a damn fool. And the sad part about it is never the ones who are participating in the ignorance who get their lives taken away. It's the babies or somebody innocent. And I just wanted to just add my part because I'm glad you kind of had the show. Because a lot of people need to hear. Some people try to turn the other cheek and don't want to face the truth because they're probably living this lifestyle. But at some point, you have to, the light bulb is going to come on, and you have to look at life for what it is. Everybody else is caught on. They look at Shaniqua and Desiree and all the boys at the abortion clinic, getting these little black babies taking their lives, and Maria and Jose just having 20 of them, and Chung Tang Ho is having 30 of them, but the black people is killing their generation. Not only are they killing their generation physically, mentally, verbally, emotionally, they never bring each other up. They're always bringing each other down. And it's sad because a lot of us, what comes out of our mouth? Oh, no, I don't mess with those fools. I don't mess with my people. And that's embarrassing. People shouldn't even have to say that. You shouldn't even have to, like, I tend to say to myself because people are, they're just too dramatic and blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't even have to be like that, but this is what it has come to. And then the people who want to make a change, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. It's like a handful of them versus a bunch of assholes. Excuse my French, but that's just what it is. And that's my input.
Well, TNA, we thank you very much for your input. You spoke very passionately.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean, we appreciate that. In the chat room, Coda Grove Entertainment, I see all the links you posted up about the absence of the black fathers in the home. I see all the links, and you know what I mean? People can go to Helium, Writers, New York Times, The Washington Post, and check it out. You know what I mean? She's also talking about President Obama was riding on the absentee black fathers, too. So we appreciate the links I see in the chat room there. You know what I mean? But for real, though, this is a very serious time, man, and it's been affecting me because I'm going through one of my evolving processes again. I'm growing as a human being, and my consciousness is making me aware of a wide variety of things, man. And TNA just brought up a good point that I was kind of talking about earlier. How can you pass away and just leave your kids alone and don't leave them nothing?
Exactly.
Just blowing in the wind. Just blowing in the wind,
man. That's why we need to start
man.
Working on something when we get our babies. That's when we need to start working on it then, because you never know when you might be taken out, you know, and where they're going to be, you know. It's like each one teach one, you know. Be there for your kids. Don't just be out there just, you know, throwing your sperm everywhere. It's like I said, if you're going to walk through the garden and you don't want nothing to grow, keep your boots on.
Well, I think what the main thing,
I think it's the main thing what everybody's saying is you really need to be responsible as parents,
exactly.
Because if you don't teach your kids nothing, they're really not going to do nothing. And,
exactly.
And
they're not going to know any better.
I understand what TNA was saying about, you know, some black families don't leave their kids nothing, but the flip side of that is some of them kids don't deserve to be left nothing, especially when the parent didn't work 20 years and trying to give their child something, and no matter what that parent is trying to teach that child, they insist on doing things their own way regardless.
Yeah.
So
right,
why should
right.
that parent let whatever thing that they didn't work to build or their legacy that they worked to build go down the drain because they just got one of these kids who just want to go left?
Yeah,
so,
well, you're right about that, too. It works as
so,
a double-edged
you know,
sword.
I understand, but it still goes back to somewhere in the time that parent was struggling to build his business, to build his empire, maybe he was missing from home. Not in the sense that he was a negligent parent and didn't give a damn about their families, because sometimes you try to do so much for your family, you, in fact, take away from your family another way. So, you know, we have to really, in all fairness, look at both sides. You know what I'm saying? It's not
right,
all the time,
right.
but it's just a deadbeat parent. Because I know me, you, PT, we all work very hard to try to give our kids the best or give them what we ourselves didn't have. But in the process of that, we're on our job a lot of times, and we're not at home and can't be with the kid, even though we're doing it for the kid.
Right.
So,
you're right.
It's a thin line right there. So, you know, I understand there's a lot of deadbeat parents out there, but then there's a lot of parents that's trying to do the right thing the best they can, and sometimes it just don't work out. And if you're
right.
one of those parents that's done everything you can for your kid to try to make it possible for them to get a good education, and you're willing to give them your all and everything you've got, but if they're not receiving your lessons and your blessings, I mean, I would rather give it to my favorite charity. I'm just saying. I said, you know, let me
hey,
give it to
a
my
lot of celebrities
give,
did that. A
yeah, but you know, for a long
that.
Time, I didn't understand why. For a long time, I did not understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to leave it to somebody that's going to do the greater good. Don't leave
I
it to your kid.
It.
Just because it's your kid and he going to let his woman's mama's girlfriend, daddy's boyfriend mess it off on them a new Cadillac.
Man,
I mean, that ain't the business either. So, you know, but anyway, this is just part one of the discussion, y'all. Go ahead, KD, finish your thought. No, I'm just saying, so it all goes back to each and every one of us taking responsibility for what we do, be it good, bad, and indifferent. Because, like I said, a lot of times we in our heart have the right ideals, but we don't get the desired effect because we miss out on something else. So all we can
right.
do is do the best we can and do it with a good heart.
Yes, sir. I completely agree with that, you know what I mean? I completely agree with that. But look, ladies and gentlemen, this is part one of the discussion next week. It's going to be about the sisters. This week I was talking about the brothers because I am a brother, and it just touched on my heart to get this discussion growing. I put it out there for everybody who joined us in the chat room. We love y'all. For everybody who's going to check the archives out, you know what I mean? You know where to holler at your boy, Pretty Tony, man. Come to the university, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come through and holler at your boy. Check the books out, you know what I mean? The new book is getting ready to tear the world up. We're growing this movement. Come through the website for the music and the books, www.worldmovement.com. Join the movement. We're trying to do positive things. And for all the haters out there, you can keep on hating because all brothers are going to keep doing is trying to do the best we can for ourselves and leave your ass in the dust. Because no matter what you do, somebody going to hate you. And that's that real ish right there. Lady Joy, tell the good folks about your Facebook page so they can holler.
You can catch me on Facebook, J-O-Y-L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N, Joy LaShawn. I'm always posting what I'm cooking on Sundays and always posting how I feel about certain things and would love comments from my brothers and my sisters. And I love.
Now, the world-famous K. Diddy, you already know what to find him, but I'm going to let it come out of his lips. K. Diddy, tell the good folks where they can creep up on you at.
Boy, you are just so kind today, you know, and you say it so eloquently, too. I am so honored to be affiliated with you. Let any good
well, thank you.
You can always catch me, of course, at worldmovement.com, and that's on Twitter, that's on MySpace, that's on Facebook, and you can just Google me if you really want to get at me, but please do. Come check out our books, come check out our music, come check out our shows. You know, come check us out, period. You won't be disappointed.
You know what I mean? Holler at your boy on Twitter, man. Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. You know what I mean? Come check your boy out. Hey, yo. Matter of fact, I want to send a big shout-out to my folks, Seven, you know what I mean, getting ready to drop that mixtape. You know what I mean? Look out for that. She about to tear the world up. Hey, man. Do something kind for somebody, and in return, hopefully somebody will do something kind for you. Love your children. You came in this world to be the best you that you can be, and that is all anybody can ask of you.
The phone.